Aisling, just we'll have a brief mention of leaders' questions today because the Aer Lingus strike was raised by Sinn Féin. Let's hear a little bit, first of all, of what was said there.
As reported this morning, the state's industrial relations mechanisms believe that the sides are too far apart to engage in trying to seek a resolution to the dispute at this time. It is therefore incumbent on government to do so. Given the seriousness of this dispute for families and for the wider economy, there is a need for the Minister for Enterprise and the Minister for Transport to engage in a constructive manner to get all sides around the table now. Every influence needs to be brought to bear to turn things around and ensure a successful outcome. The key is to get both parties back around the table with meaningful objectives and a willingness to strike an agreement. Industrial action is not in anybody's interests. Tánaiste, you know what it's like for so many families. You put your deposit down at Christmas time and then you spend the next couple of months either saving up or paying off week by week or month by month, and you're looking forward to your holiday. People are working hard. They're under enough pressure. They want to know with certainty that they're going to be able to go on the holiday that they have saved hard to be able to afford. So, Tánaiste, I want to ask you, what does the government propose to do to avert the industrial action scheduled by Aer Lingus pilots next week?
That was Sinn Féin TD Louise O'Reilly at Leaders' Questions. Aisling, the call there for government intervention, how did the government respond to that?
Yeah, so as you say there, Louise O'Reilly, who herself pointed to her own industrial relations experience, and she said in some times there are calls for a higher intervention that is required, where, you know, industrial relations are solved in the Labour Court and the Workplace Relations Commission. But in this instance, she was calling on the government. She was saying that it was chaos in Dublin Airport 2 years ago, was still fresh in people's minds. People will remember the very long queues after, I suppose, lockdown had lifted and we all went back to air travel, and how that the chaos that ensued. Now, the Tánaiste, Micheál Martin, was taking leaders' questions today, and he was talking about how thousands of people will potentially have their lives disrupted, not only those who are actually flying, but also those who work in the tourism industry in Ireland, particularly for those who would be maybe expecting high levels of American tourists. We know Aer Lingus operate several very popular transatlantic flights for American tourists coming here, and that could potentially disrupt people as well. And he was saying every effort must be made to resolve this, but he said that the Labour, you know, pointed to the fact that the resolution of this lies within the ability of the two sides to come together, and the Labour Court has recommended that the two sides should come together, and he was saying that is the framework under which this will be resolved. Now, Louise O'Reilly was critical of this, saying that the government were taking a hands-off approach, and she said an intervention was essential. But he said, Micheál Martin again, saying that the dispute cannot be solved on the floor of the Dáil Chamber, and he said he wouldn't be playing politics with it.
All right.